With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The fourth time was the charm, and House Republicans elected Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House. Johnson thanked his Republican colleagues for electing him to the top position, saying he will not let them down.
To my colleagues, I want to thank you all for the trust that you have instilled in me to lead us in this historic and unprecedented moment that we're in. The challenge before us is great, but the time for action is now, and I will not let you down.
Johnson was quickly sworn into office. He said Republicans would restore the people's faith in the House. The House was planning to reconvene to consider a resolution in support of Israel in the war against Hamas. The United Nations Secretary General is defending his remarks to the Security Council this week about the Israel-Hamas war. Israel's UN ambassador says it's a disgrace that Antonio Guterres didn't retract and apologize for his comments and is calling for the UN chief's resignation. Guterres says the suffering of Palestinian people can't erase Hamas's act of violence.
Indeed, I spoke of the grievances of the Palestinian people. And in doing so, I also clearly stated, and I quote, "But the grievances of the Palestinian people cannot justify the appalling attacks by Hamas," end quote.
The leader of Lebanon's Hezbollah group has met with top Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad officials. The meeting is the first one reported since the Israel-Hamas war erupted earlier this month and clashes began along the Lebanon-Israel border. Israel declared war after Hamas fighters surged into Israel on October 7th, killing 1,400 people and abducting over 200 others. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 105 points. This is SRN News. With Election Day around the corner and a presidential vote just a year away, activists are trying to get believers to the polls.
Truly, there's not much difference between people that call themselves born-again Christians and the general public when it comes to our voting patterns. Many of the church is not still registered to vote. Many of them are still not showing up.
Bunny Pounds is president of Christians Engaged.
We need to take the church past just thinking about presidential elections. Primaries are where the decisions are really made in many of the congressional districts. Our local elections and our school boards are so important. And frankly, we've just got elections happening all the time, special elections that could decide a court or decide a community's involvement.
Pounds is helping organize a Christian voter conference called Wake Up 2023. Details can be found at ChristiansEngaged.org. This is SRN News. A cruise operator that failed to cancel a voyage from Sydney that led to a COVID-19 outbreak has been ruled negligent in an Australian class action case.
The Ruby Princess Ocean Liner left Sydney on March 8, 2020 for a 13-day cruise to New Zealand, but returned in 11 days as Australia's borders were closing. More than 660 of the 2,671 passengers were infected and 28 died. The judge ruled Carnival was negligent under Australian consumer law. He noted Carnival already had outbreaks on two earlier cruises.
Correspondent Jeremy House. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is marking a year in office, but he has little reason to celebrate. His Conservative Party is trailing between 15 and 20 points behind Labour in opinion polls. An election must be called by the end of 2024. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.